I was playing this trio. He liked what I was doing. Sometimes he sit at the piano and he said, "No, I can't understand why the white race hasn't discovered you while they sleep. I can't understand. One day they'll listen." Coleman Hawkins came through. They're going to play together, so Stuff took me on with him. And all during the night, Coleman Hawkins would be watching my hands. He finally, something I was playing, he said, "Will you write that for me, please?" So I wrote it out for him. Years later, the Baroness, I don't think she believed that I played with Coleman. So in the village gate, she really seemed was going to embarrass me by asking right in front of Coleman, "Do you remember him?" She put it like that. It's some more musicians in the room. Coleman always said, "Of course I remember him. He's the only one that ever wrote some music I couldn't play. I still got that music. It's written right, everything. I liked it so well, I told you to write it out for me. You wrote it out. I haven't played it yet. Only song I ever seen I couldn't play it." I was doing something else that he was intrigued by, and I wrote the whole thing out for him. And that's what he said in front of everybody. That was very humble of me, because he didn't care who heard it. You can tell if they're real proud and all that. They're limited. Like, for something happened to me in Chicago. I was playing in Birdland, and the waitress brought Earl Garner in there and said, "Earl Garner, sit right on here in the front seat here and learn how to play the piano. Now you listen to Sun Ra and see what this Earl Garner." Papa took a seat. He said, "Now, a measure of greatness." He didn't show no embarrassment or nothing. He took a seat. And that is really a measure of greatness of a musician.